Hello and welcome to another episode of We Came, We Saw,
We Podcasted.
Alright, I'm alright.
Yay!
It's been a long afternoon.
We've been hard at work.
Since midday.
Yeah.
Throwing stuff together.
Yeah, we've been really, truly messing about, but we've come up with some excellent stuff, which we'll share with you in a bit.
Yeah.
Sort of, and over the next coming weeks.
Spoiler.
Yeah,
spoiler alert. Sort to come.
So how you doing, buddy?
I'm all right, yeah.
Yeah?
It's been okay so far. Got a couple of days off from the work, and then I'm back from Thursday all across the weekend into Monday, which is rubbish. Because when most people, you know, are off from Friday, mm-hmm. like your good self, signing up to do stupid things like yourself, I'm in the office working.
Well, some of us have to, you know.
You know.
While you're sat around in the week, I'm at work. So, you know, works both ways.
But the thing is, if I was working a job like yours, at the weekend, mm-hmm. I'm one of these people where I go to work and I come home and I like being at home. I wouldn't work all week, have a really long, hard week, and you're up at stupid o'clock every morning.
3 o'clock
in the morning, right? So you finish work midday and you do that 5 days a week.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. And plus, on a Tuesday, you're here in the afternoons into the...
I am indeed.
Slash evening.
Oui, oui.
All right. I would not fill up my weekend with what you filled your weekend up with.
Well, that's because I'm a bit daft.
Trampolining on a Saturday.
Yep.
And American football still on a Sunday.
Yeah.
And then you complain that you're tired all the
time. But I was invited to the open weekend of a trampoline centre.
Okay.
Which was very cool.
Go, ain't you?
You've got to go.
You're invited to stuff like that.
You're invited. You've got to go. You know, they send you a free pair of socks, trampoline socks through the post.
So was it fun?
It was a lot of fun.
You know, I would have gone trampoline at the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
If someone had invited me. But no one did, so...
Yeah, sorry about that. But I've got some videos. They're on my Twitter page. You can have a look.
Oh, great. All right.
if you want to see what it's like. No, we should go. We should go.
No, it's too late now.
No,
mate.
Oh, fine.
You've done it. So you had a trampoline in tickety-boo time.
I had.
Tickety-boo, tickety-boo. Tickety-boo, tickety-boo. Tickety-boo, tickety-boo, tickety-boo. Boing, boing. Tickety-boo, boing.
I see what you did there. Yeah. Very good, very good. Yeah, it was an excellent weekend all round. Much fun was had, much bouncing was had.
Good.
And I think people realised that I'm bouncy enough at the best of times.
Right. So what's the one thing that you've learnt this week, Rob, that you've gone...
Shit in hell.
What's made you say that this week? Shall I go first?
Go on then. I'm trying to work out what it is.
Plastic £5 notes. I don't know the details.
What?
But apparently, they are going to be introducing a new £5 note, and it's going to be made of plastic. They're getting rid of paper money.
Laminated.
Plastic. Like I said, I don't know the details.
Okay.
Pretty sketchy at the moment, but later on in the year...
Doesn't make a lot of sense.
They're adding new fivers to the market.
So not only have they...
Do you want to see a picture?
Yeah.
It's something like that. Obviously, this don't work well for podcasts.
No.
But if you want to see what it looks like, GTS, like I just did.
Yeah, what? GTS.
Google that shit.
Yes, of course. All right. But it doesn't look any different.
I don't think things like that should change. You know, we had it before when they tried to introduce the pound. The people tell me when they tried to introduce the pound, there was a campaign, Save Our Nickel. You know, people don't like change.
They don't like change.
And this is change.
Yeah.
But the £5 is the new £1 now because everything is more expensive. You used to be able to buy shitloads with a quid, can't buy nothing anymore. So you've got to carry a fiver around.
Yeah.
Fiver's new pound, mate, and they're making it plastic.
Does that mean that it's not going to be untearable?
I say it would, you know,
maybe protect
against fraud. It's more durable. I'm not sure about the germ situation.
Hang on. I see what you're saying. But also, think about it. You leave a fiver in your pocket, it goes in the wash. Be fine, won't it? When it comes out the other side, it'd be fine. You won't be putting 50 quid in your pocket.
It would be waterproof. That is one advantage.
See?
But, mate, when you wash money by accident, just whack it on the radiator, 5 minutes, dry.
Iron it.
It's fine.
Yeah.
Like no.
Lovely jubbly.
All right. So that was one thing that I learnt this week. What did you
genuinely made you go,
you've had a bit of time to think now.
I don't know. I did learn something really weird, and but it's nowhere near as incredible as that. It's a road thing.
Right.
Now, you know we were talking about roads last week, weren't we? The Great British Public would be quite sweary.
Yeah.
Fuck my ass. Shit in hell.
Example number A. I learned, and you won't
Example
really...
number A.
Exactly.
Sorry. I had to pull you up. Wait, what?
Yeah, well, either, just go
all
with
right.
it.
Go on.
So road signs, they come in triangles, squares and circles, right? But if they're on a yellow background, I didn't know this. This is a new thing recently. If they're on a yellow background, it means that there's been a really serious accident in that spot. So not only have you got like a sign telling you 20 mile an hour, 30 mile an hour or warning school crossing ahead, but there's been a really bad accident. So it's like an extra sign. And I had no idea of this. I've been driving around aimlessly looking at these signs going, well, they've obviously just made it yellow so it's easier to see. No, the yellow bit is to do with the fact that there's been a really bad accident in that spot. So actually, you should take extra care in that particular area. And that...
Interesting, Rob.
Listen, you don't drive, you wouldn't get it. But when you learn something new about something you do day in, day out, you'll be like, oh, I've never noticed that before.
Fair enough. So I want to thank everybody who listened to last week's episode.
Cheers.
On iTunes and Audio Boom. And to rated and reviewed.
Rate and reviewed.
Then we even got a Gmail email. In the past week, we saw it come into the Gmail email.
Gmail email.
But we haven't read it yet, so
sorry.
That might be on the podcast next week.
Yeah. But of course, you can tweet us as well. You don't have to be a Gmail email buddy. You have to be your Twitter at WCWSWP. We're on Facebook as well. Check. That's all.
GTSWCWSWP. And you'll be absolutely fine.
FAB.
So I was doing some podcast prep this morning.
Yes.
Reasonable hour, 9:45, just in case you want to know.
Yeah, right?
And I was having a look around for things that has happened in the world in the past 7 days. And
quite a lot.
Paul Bieber. He's not had a good time recently.
Oh, what's happened to Bieber?
Well, remember the last time we left him, he was just trying to clean the floor.
Yo, listen to me. Are you listening? Okay, I'm trying to wipe the floor.
Yeah, just trying to wipe the floor.
That's right, and they were all grabbing him.
They were all grabbing him, touching his penis, and he was just trying to wipe the floor.
Yo, listen to me. Are you listening? Okay, I'm trying to wipe the floor.
Now, hasn't spilled another drink, have they?
No, not another drink. This week, his tour has started.
Yeah, with a new album out, of course,
And that new album is called...
Purpose,
exactly.
So I heard something in a blank then. Yeah, go on, yeah.
That's not what the merch t-shirt said. Someone in the printing department left out a vital P in purpose, and Justin Bieber is currently on the Peruse tour or the Peruse tour, whatever you want to say.
Okay.
It was spout wrong.
How can you miss a P out of purpose?
Someone's getting fired, mate.
Yeah.
Someone's definitely getting fired.
Yes, it's getting fired.
All right. It's the kind of mishap that you don't want right at the beginning of your tour. Because nobody likes tour mishaps.
No. We've chatted about this before,
haven't
we?
Things do go wrong on stage.
Yeah.
And we have done a quiz about falling off of stage, right?
Yeah.
Before. Which leads me on nicely to this week's quiz.
Right.
All right.
So is this more people falling off stage?
No, this week's quiz are tour mishaps. So they've gone on tour, they're performing, and then something strange happens.
Right.
And it's not a fall. Some of them you may have heard of, some of them you may not have heard of, but a lot of them you can find videos of these incidents happening, all right?
Okay.
So that is the theme for this week's quiz. Are we ready?
Ready!
This is a quiz for my mate Rob. And this is a quiz for my mate Rob. And this is a quiz for my mate Rob.
Help my ass.
This is a quiz. quiz for my mate Rob. This is a quiz for my mate Rob. That's my text alert now.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Excellent work.
Right. So, do you understand the rules, Rob?
Well, as long as they're the same as always, yes, I do.
Same as always. And in case you didn't listen to last week's episode, there's new Jeopardy in the quiz now with the beans.
Woohoo!
All right. So, bring on the beans. I haven't been ready for
this yet. Beans.
Yes.
Oh.
We introduced these beans of death last week. Some of them, they're normal.
Lovely.
Jelly beans. Some of them, they're bloody nasty jelly
disgusting.
Beans.
Disgusting.
Right, dirty jelly bastards.
Awa, awa.
You're a jelly bastard.
Awa, awa.
You jelly bastard.
Hey, not me. What have I done?
Rob Jelly.
Awa, awa.
He's a jelly bastard. Oh, these are jelly bastards.
Not me. They are.
All right, okay.
They are, yeah.
Right. Are we ready to start the quiz?
Yes, we are.
Lyric Man is back this week, and as always, he will read the lyrics to some songs of these artists or bands who have had a tour mishap.
Right, okay.
Bit long-winded, but it's fine.
Right.
Fortune, fame, mirror, vain, gone insane. Fortune, fame, mirror, vain, gone insane, but the memory remains.
So what are we saying?
Oh, memory remains.
Oh, memory. Oh, no, that's...
It's even more frustrating when I know there's a jelly bean at the other end of this if I get it wrong.
Yeah. And we're just about to eat a nice pizza.
I know,
as well.
I know. But the memory. That's the line that's got me, and I can't. No.
No.
Fortune, fame, mirror, vain, gone insane. Fortune, fame, mirror, vain, gone insane. But the memory remains.
That's a really Metallica thing, isn't it?
James Hetfield,
yeah,
the guitarist,
singer,
one time,
yeah,
on stage, on tour, stepped on some pyrotechnics, 12-foot flame, whoosh, third-degree burns. Ouchie.
Hot!
I would say that is definitely a tour mishap.
Yeah, that's
right,
pretty much it.
Are we ready for the jelly bean?
Bean.
Oh, it's a white one.
Oh.
It's a white one. Now, we remember
it's
from
the
last week.
The return of the white one.
This could be, hang on. Baby wipes or coconut?
Baby wipes. Go on, then.
Oh, that's just...
that's just horrible. Just think of the pizza. Just think of the pizza.
Oh.
Right.
I don't know how they make a sweet... Hang on.
Are we ready?
No. Oh,
question number two.
Drink.
You're on the road, but you've got no destination. You're in the mud, in the maze of her imagination. You love this town, even if that doesn't ring true. You've been all over, and it's been all over you.
It's really hard to concentrate when you've got a baby wipe flavour,
yeah,
in your mouth.
Bet.
Feels like a fairly old artist as well. Someone's been around a while. I don't know. No.
You're on the road. But you've got no destination. You're in the mud, in the maze of her imagination. You love this town, even if that doesn't ring true. You've been all over, and it's been all over you.
It's a beautiful day.
Yeah.
Let it get away. It's a beautiful day. Ooh. Touch me. Take me to another place.
can't see this, but I am, you know, proper going for
fist clenched,
it.
Fist clenched,
never. Yeah, fist clenched, but, you know, right.
Can I have another jelly bean, please? Because I've got this horrible baby.
Beautiful wipe. Day. What happened with them? I've got it written down. So in 1997, you two were on tour and they were preparing to start their encore, which began with the band's four members emerging from a gigantic metallic lemon.
Ooh, lemon.
High from above the stage. But on this night, the lemon wouldn't open, trapping the band inside. Bad times.
Oh, dear.
Definitely a tour mishap.
Definitely, yeah.
Right, are we ready for the jelly?
Yeah. Bean. Oh, I've got two.
Ooh.
But they are the same patterns. Well, okay. They're the beige ones with the greeny, reddy, yellowy bits all over. Could I take one?
They look vile, yeah. Take one.
Oh, hang on a minute. If I remember rightly.
That's stinky socks, right?
Stinky socks or tutti frutti.
Beautiful. Think of the pizza.
Oh, God. I can't do it. Oh, that is. I'm licking my arm. I don't care what. Just give me something else to lick. Oh, give me the towel.
Good stuff.
Oh, that. I'm not eating that, mate. That is so gross. That is next level disgusting.
Right, are you ready for question number three?
Yes, I am.
Skinhead, deadhead, everybody gone bad. Situation, aggravation, everybody allegation. In the suit, on the news, everybody dog food. Bang bang, Shaw dead, everybody's gone mad.
The hell is that?
That is the lyrics of someone who was once on tour and had a mishap.
Brilliant, thank you. So helpful.
I forgot my 10 second.
Excellent news, it gives me a little bit longer. Yep. Bang, bang.
3, 2, 1.
Skinhead, deadhead, everybody gone bad. Situation, aggravation, everybody allegation. In the suit, on the news, everybody dog food. Bang bang, Shaw dead, everybody's gone mad. All I wanna say is that they don't really care about us. All I wanna say is that they don't really care about us. Beat me, hate me, you can never break me. Blow me, thrill me, you can never kill me. To me, sue me, everybody who me. Pick me, me, don't you black or white me.
I'm Michael Jackson. Do you remember the time when pyrotechnics burned his head?
Yes.
It was on stage, pyrotechnics went off. Another victim of pyrotechnics. Singed his abro, sent him into mad depression, painkiller addiction. He was never the same again. Poor Michael.
And the thing is, they're so iconic, his songs. I'm surprised I didn't even get an inkling.
Michael Jackson,
yeah.
Every Michael Jackson song has a message.
Oh, yeah. Certainly.
So the next time you listen to a Michael Jackson song, listen to the message behind the song. He has a lot to say.
Yep.
It's right. Now time.
I've just realised what that means.
Yeah. You got that one wrong again.
Oh,
right.
Fantastic.
Are you ready?
Bean. Ooh. Oh, no. Right, seems to... Oh, Christ. What was that?
Dropping here? The beans all over.
Hang on. Get in there. Right. Take the pot back.
Yeah.
Oh, this looks the same as the last one.
Oh, stinky socks or tutti frutti there. What are we saying?
Please be tutti frutti.
Oh, what does it taste like, Rob?
It tastes like the floor.
Oh. It's never good.
How have they captured?
Just have you know, my floor.
No, not your floor.
Bloody beautiful.
Not your floor.
Mopped it today.
Oh. How have they got that flavour into a sweet?
Put it back in. Finish it. Do it for the team.
No,
come on, Rob.
I'm not doing it.
I believe in you.
No, because I'll be sick.
Do it! Do it! Come on.
I can't believe I'm convinced you're... Oh, you just had all... Oh, no, I can't do it. God, it's disgusting. It's next level horrible. That's that is so gross.
Are you ready for question number
no,
four?
No, I'm not. I've quit. Can I quit the podcast?
The sad music makes it so much better.
Can I quit this week's episode?
Question number four.
You know that it would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar. If I was to say to you, girl, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire.
So who is that?
Having been around for this long, I reckon... Take that.
Take that. Is that...
Please be right.
Is that what you're going with?
Take that. Oh, you...
You know that it would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar. If I was to say to you, girl, we couldn't get much higher.
Come on, baby, light my fire.
Come on, baby.
I know what you're asking, light Rob. What happened to the Doors? Tell ya. During a concert in Miami, a very drunk Jim Morrison attempted to spark a riot in the audience by ranting, raving, and exposing himself.
Ooh.
He didn't get a riot, but he did get an arrest warrant, so... A definite tour mishap. Yeah. What are you saying, Rob? Are you ready for the jelly?
No.
Bean.
Oh, right. Here we go.
Oh, why do you keep throwing out three?
Put them back in. Shake it again. Right. That's it. Right.
I'll still come up with a white one.
Are we ready?
This better not be baby wipes again. Is it baby wipes? Baby wipes or coconut?
What is it, Rob?
No, for God's sake!
I can't do it. It's disgusting. Finish it.
No,
come on.
I can't do it.
Oh, he's one for the team, mate. One for the team.
If you weren't sure, that's baby wipes.
So, 0 out of 4 so far. Rob, it's not your week, mate.
No.
Okay. Are you ready for the final one?
No.
Homegrown. Rock to the rhythm and bop to the beat of the radio. You ain't got the slang, but you've got the face to play the role. You can play with me.
The radio. Shut up. Shut it. Shut up. Shut up.
Tick me up and pull me out.
Back to the beat.
Free.
Kings of Leon.
Just. Oh.
Rhythm and bop to the beat of the radio. You ain't got the slang, but you've got the face to play the role. You can play with me.
A Kings of Leon. And this is the best story of all of them, right? So they're playing 2010.
Yep.
But they cut the show short after 3 songs. Never a good thing. Go to see your favourite band. They cut, right?
After 3 songs.
Thinking, what's the reason?
Yeah, it's got to be a good reason.
Pretty pissed off, weren't you?
Yeah.
Complaining, that they were being pounced by birds who were residing in the rafters. The quartet left the stage.
Birds in the rafters?
The bassist probably got the worst of it since he got some bird shit in his mouth.
Oh, God.
And a full refund had to be provided to fans, which is ironic, really, because that was their big hit fans. Right.
I see what you did there. Very good. Very good.
Right, so it is now time for
me. I feel like I've heard that today, though.
Well, something I've got to tell you about that. I don't like being accused of cheating, and I know now that it's me against you.
Yeah.
You know, people may think that I may try and make it harder.
So that I end up eating the jelly beans,
exactly,
yeah.
Exactly, right? I've got to eat one in a minute, as you can tell. I'm delaying, all right?
You are stalling, yes.
I am stalling, but it is for a good reason. Because today, when you walked in my house, Rob, what was I playing?
You hadn't...
I was playing music.
You had
right?
Kings of Leon on.
I had Kings of Leon on. And then what did I play after that?
Oh, you swine.
And then what did I play after that? I played you five songs when you walked in my house to give you...
You played me...
to give you a fighting chance this week.
You played me all five songs in the quiz this week, didn't you?
I did. I played you a bit of Metallica.
You did play Metallica.
Memory Remains. You Too, Beautiful Day, Michael Jackson. They Don't Care About Us. Doors and Light My Fire. Kings of Leon, of course, and fans. So, yeah. Don't ever say... I'm a bloody cheater.
I won't.
All right. So, oh, I forgot.
Yeah,
that.
You've got to do the jelly. Right, come on.
All right.
I don't think you're ready for the jelly.
Hey!
Get it open.
Which one do you want me to take, Rob? I'll let you pick.
Well, I want you the one that looks like it could be the Tutti Frutti, or, of course... The rotten socks, or whatever they're called. Right. Smelly socks. So the orangey one.
This one?
That one there, yeah.
All right. Please be Tutti Frutti.
I will not be pleased if it's Tutti Frutti. Bite. Come on. Get over and done
hey.
With.
Come.
Oh, the fact you've lasted this long means it can't be a bad one.
Do you know what, mate?
You swine.
It's a Tutti Frutti. Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Tutti Frutti. Tutti Frutti. Tutti Frutti. I hate you.
So, I think that does You're make a... me
yeah,
the official winner of this
4-1.
Week's quiz. Outro. That was a quiz for my mate Rob. 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 That was a quiz for my mate Rob.
Sweat, baby, sex is a Texas drop. Me and you do the kinds of stuff that only Brits would sing about. So put your hands down my pants, and I bet you'll feel nuts. Yes, I'm Cisco, yes, I'm Ebert, and you're getting two thumbs up. You've had enough of two-hand touch. You want it rough, you're out of bounds. Want you smothered, want you covered like my Waffle House hash browns. Come quicker than FedEx, never reach an apex. Just like the stock, you are inclined to make me arise an hour early, just like daylight savings time. You and me, baby, ain't nothing but mammals, so let's do it like they do on the Discovery Channel. You and me, baby, ain't nothing but mammals, so let's do it like they do on the Discovery Channel. Love the kind you clean up with a mop and bucket, like the lost catacombs of Egypt, only God knows where we stuck it. Hieroglyphics, let me be specific, I wanna be down in your South Seas, but I got this notion that the motion of your ocean meets small craft advisory. So if I capsize on your thighs high tide, P5, you sunk my battleship. Please turn me on, I'm Mr. Coffee with an automatic drip.
So show me yours,
I'll show you mine.
Two time you'll love it just like a lion.
And then we'll do it doggy style, so we can both watch X-Files. You and me, baby, ain't nothing but mammals. So let's do it like we do on the Discovery Channel. You and me, baby, ain't nothing but mammals. So let's do it like they do on the Discovery Channel. Baby ain't nothing but mammals, so let's do it like they do on the Discovery Channel. You and me, baby, ain't nothing but mammals, so let's do it like they do on the Discovery Channel.
Whatever happened to this podcast?
Who knows?
Again, we're going to shout out the Twitter at WCWSWP. We said when we came back a couple of weeks ago, we will strive to communicate with people.
I think we've done so well this week.
Yeah, it might be nice seeming they've had the decency to listen to the podcast. Some people have been listening from like the very first episode. We're very grateful for that. Very grateful.
Indeed.
Also on the Facebook.
Yep.
GTS. WCWSWP.
Just Google that. F, go on.
T.
W.
Yeah. That's right. For the win.
Oh, for the win. Oh, right.
Yeah, for the win.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Less of these letters. It's now time for another quiz, Rob.
Not another one.
Another quiz.
Whoa. No jelly beans.
But it doesn't involve jelly beans this time.
Thank God
for
that.
And it's a very easy quiz. It's a multiple choice quiz.
Right.
And it's for primary school kids. So pretty simple.
Should be okay with this then.
And the theme of the quiz is St. Paddy's Day.
Yay!
Top of the morning to you.
Ah, good luck.
Yes, it is St. Paddy's Day quiz.
Yes, they call him St. Patrick. You can't call him Patty.
St. Patrick's Day quiz.
Otherwise people get quiet. Yeah.
All right. All right, question number one.
Yeah.
If you're out looking for a pot of gold and you come across a leprechaun, Rob, with a shillelagh, that would mean he is A, carrying a big stick, B, he has a four-leaf clover, or C, he's walking a pot-bellied pig. What are we saying? A, B, or C?
B, four-leaf clover.
B, four-leaf clover.
Yeah.
Wrong. It is not a four-leaf clover,
Rob. He's not walking a pig.
He's carrying a big stick.
Oh,
it's not the pig. It's the stick. Question number two.
Yeah.
Which of the following animal legends is told about St. Patrick? A. He chased away rats by playing his flute. B. He could talk to the birds. Or C. He drove the snakes out of Ireland. What did he do, Rob?
It must be the birds. Talking to the birds.
It's not the birds. It's the snakes, Rob. It's the snakes. He drove the snakes out of Ireland.
What snakes were there in Ireland?
Lots of snakes before St. Patrick came along.
Okay.
Right. Question number three. Legend has it that if you kiss the Blarney Stone, you will A, have 7 years bad luck, B, gain the gift of the gab, or C, turn green. Which one is it?
You're turn green, are you? Gift of the gab.
Gift of the gab, you say. Is that right or is that wrong? It's wrong, Rob. It's absolutely wrong. Kissing the Blarney Stone.
7 years bad luck.
I've got a really bad Irish accent, haven't I?
Yeah.
Right. No, it gives you the gift of the gab.
Well, I just said the gift of the gab.
I was like, you did, didn't you? I've just used the press wrong tonight. Right, so you got one right. I'll ding
you. Yes, thank you.
And I'll give
you
a big applause.
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks a lot, yeah. All right.
Right, the name Patrick is derived from the Latin for, this is question four, Is it A, father of his people, B, hunter of snakes, or C, brilliant lights? What are you saying?
It's going to be father.
Father of his people, yeah. You guessed correct, Robert. Oh. Yes.
2 out of 2. Ignoring the first 2 out of 4. I'm ignoring the first 2. No.
And lastly, question number 5.
Yep.
In this St. Patrick's Day quiz.
Right.
For primary school kids. The expression, and I don't even know whether I can say the expression myself, Erin Gobla means A, kiss me, I'm Irish, B, Ireland forever, or C, everybody is Irish. Everybody's Irish. What are we saying?
What was the middle one? B was no, no. What was that? What was A?
Kiss me, I'm Irish. B, Ireland forever. Everybody's
Ireland
Irish.
Forever. Ireland forever.
Ireland forever. You say wrong. Yeah. Are you guess correct?
Yay!
And that was the St. Patrick's Day quiz.
Yay!
Woo! Hey. Hey, come on. Come on. 3 out of 5. Not bad, not bad. Right. All right.
Calm down.
Enough of that shit.
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass.
We came, we saw, we came, we saw,
we kicked its ass. We came, we saw, we kicked its ass.
And that is the end of another podcast. I'm flipping knackered.
I am exhausted. What an episode.
That's a long afternoon. Really hope you enjoy this week's episode. If you do, let us know about it. On the Twitter at WCWSWP. On the Facebook, again. On the Googles. On the Gmail, email. It's not the same without Echo. Gmail, email. Better.
Yeah, let us know and share it with a friend.
Share it with a friend, yeah. Absolutely. No, spread the word.
We thank you for listening through to it. It is very kind of you because we just hang out of an afternoon and we wang on about stuff and we have a quiz and we sing some songs and we have a good time. It's nice to know that other people enjoy it as well.
Yeah.
Okay. What are you up to at the end of this week other than work?
It's just full on work.
Just work.
Back end of the week. So next Tuesday is going to be...
interesting.
Interesting, to say the least. Oh. And you, anything?
First American football match this weekend.
Ooh.
So who knows?
Gonna get fucked up, bro. Right, that is the end of another episode of
We Came, We Saw, We Podcasted!
We came, we saw, we kicked it down. We came, saw, we kicked it down. We came, saw, we kicked it down. We came, saw, we kicked it down.